So, the second deity that's very important is that I want to produce is a big one. It's a Vajrayogini. Vajrayogini, I'm not going to go too deep because it's very deep. It encompasses all of Tantra. Vajrayogini, of course, is female. Nothing on her looks like Yamataka or Chakrasavada, like many arms. That's not normal. If we're going to make a deity with many arms, many heads, that's not natural. So, not easy for us to make. But Vajrayogini, very easy because it's a lady, beautiful body, very full breasts, long leg, completely naked. Except, okay, most important is people make a mistake. Vajrayogini's hair is orange. It is not black, it is orange. Always is orange. But for art's sake, sometimes in Tantra, on statues, we paint black because it looks more nice. So black more look more nice with red skin. If you put red hair, orange hair, and red skin, it's like too conflicting. So for artwork, we can put black or we can put red. Most people put black for painting. But on statue, we can put red because it's old. So, but we need to know what color it is. Okay. Second is her head. It's very important. Many tantra and statue people make her head wrong. Her head is not like this. It is not like this. No. Her head actually is looking at us. But the eyes is... This eye is looking up. This eye is looking down. Why? This eye means she is not human anymore. She's a Buddha. This eye look up means what? I bring you to my heaven. Kacho heaven. This eye look down. Why? I will bring all of you. I don't forget you. I'll bring all of you to Vajrayogini's heaven. But in tantra and in art, we cannot draw the eye like that one. So we don't. But you need to know it's like that. Okay? And her face is beautiful, like a 16-year-old girl, perfect. And her eyes, all is not like Mahakala eyes or Dharma Protector eyes. It's normal eyes like Tara, except slightly wrathful. So she has this expression. Great bliss, actually it's sexual bliss, it's great bliss and slight anger. So the bliss is looks like a smile, but it's not. When you have sexual togetherness and you reach orgasm, when you reach, you have the kind of face, the lady have the kind of face, it's like very happy, but it's not actually happy. So it's a blissful smile, and with a little bit of fierce, a little bit of wrath. So it's like this, it's two expressions, two in one. So her face is like this, and the teeth is all open and showing, not the tongue, and have four fangs. The four fangs represent the four noble truths of Lord Buddha, and the four different types of spirits to overcome. So her teeth is like this, and her mouth a little bit open. And her ear is a little bit folded because like this. Okay, like slightly, but her eyes round, like that, no. Like Mahakala, like Setra, the fierce one, no. That is very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. So eye is normal, maybe like Dada eyes, but like that. And then open, and then from her mouth, have one drop of blood. One small drop, but you need to know, but you cannot make. Have one drop of blood. Have me. Her hair. Very important. Many people make mistake. All the statue they make mistake, but never mind. Her hair is not tied up. It's all loose. This one is mistake. But acceptable because no much difference. Her hair is completely loose and down, all the way down to her butt. And nothing is tied up. Some more. She has a skull cap made of Vajras. So it's a cap like this. Alright? And has a Vajra half, like that, in the center, like that. And then she wears this on top of her head. So what is this? One, two, three, four, five. All this Vajras, and then one in the center, half. And then she wears on top like that. No hair. You understand that? If you want to do correctly, Any questions on that? No hair at all. But you can eat hair not tied up. Not tied up means she is unfettered. She has no one controlling her, and her negative emotions don't control her. She's free. So when a lady let her hair down, because in ancient India time, the lady go outside, Nepali lady, all that, they just let the hair down like that, people look at her, ooh, no good. Why? No manner. The lady like loose, like prostitute, no good. So must tie the hair up nice and put pretty, then they say, oh, it's a nice girl. The girl down only when the husband and wife together, she let the hair down. So if you let your hair down, you go out, it's like everybody's your husband. You're asking people to come and have sex with you. So in ancient Indian time, Nepalese, Tibetan, all this, the hair never come down because show she have rule, she have man. But in Bajugi's case, she let all down. Why? She's letting you know nothing controls her. Rules, convention, what people say, emotions, anger, hatred, negative karma, nothing can control Bajugi. She's free, so she let her hair down. Show you, I'm free. I am free.